Yeah, like Micheál Colum, I would have been contacted by many, many people who were very concerned, council tenants were very concerned that their information had been handed over by the council to Irish Water. Now, what I decided to do at that point was to ring the council management. I think any councillor should have done that. And I was told that the information hadn't been given over, that the mechanism to transfer it hasn't been given over, and there's data protection concerns around it. So at this point, I think the responsible position to do is speak only in fact. We should come together and try and make sure that this information isn't handed over. Now, I've submitted a motion to the council that will be discussed at the November meeting, which is directing the council management at any point in the future not to give this information over. And we're going to have a meeting on Friday, which will discuss Irish Water. We should get together, all our councillors should get together, and at that point, tell the management at no point in the future this information should be given over. Now, it's not helpful to start scaremongering and, I suppose, report on truths, because if there's people out there that believe that their information has been handed over, it's very worrying, and they need to be told exactly what the situation is at this point.
So you spoke to council management. They're saying clearly this information hasn't been handed over, but will it be handed over in the future? Will there be any guarantees in that?
They said categorically it has not been handed over at this point. Now, they said there's data protection concerns, and rightly so. I would have the same concerns, so I don't think this can be handed over. My belief at this point that it can't, but while we're at this gap, even if there's potential in the future that it could be, if there was a go-ahead, we as councillors need to be getting together to ensure that Donegal County Council doesn't do that, and that's the only strategy we should be taking at this point.
Does Councillor Miguel Aspig have to hold his hands up here and just admit that he got it wrong?
Yeah, well, Councillor Miguel Aspig, I know he would enjoy going on the media and maybe rushing in a bit at times to get, I suppose, the media reports rather than sitting back, taking a calm look at it and assessing the best way forward. So I think if he's coming out and saying something that's simply untrue, then he is just going to have to admit that and withdraw it.